Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Every holiday shopper's got a list, but Ross shoppers, you've got a mission. Like a gift run that turns into a disco snow globe, throw pillows, and PJs for the whole family, dog included. At Ross, holiday magic isn't about spending more. It's about giving more for less. Ross, work your magic.
This is fascinating. And this is, I mean, this is getting bad for Keon Coleman. So if you don't know already, Keon Coleman was benched, not benched, was inactive in this game, a healthy scratch, because he was late or missed, one of the two, a team meeting on Friday. Now, if that doesn't sound like that big of a deal, it is, because this is the third time that the Bills have taken disciplinary action against Keon Coleman in the first year and a half of his NFL career. He got benched last year in the first half against the Jags because of some sort of off-the-field thing. Then he got benched at the beginning of the Patriots game a couple weeks ago. And then he got benched for the entire game, inactive for the entire game. And I think that this was Sean McDermott just trying to send a message like, enough is enough. And Keon Coleman has to learn from this. And if he doesn't, I do not see a world where he is on the Buffalo Bills long term. I really don't. I just wonder if they cut bait. I think you can make the argument they're a more explosive offense when he is not on the field. So if that's the case, and you are dealing with these headaches off of the field, then what are you ultimately doing? And Sean McDermott said today, to his credit, he's like, we are not giving up on Keon. We believe in Keon. I know Deion Dawkins spoke about it after the game, and some of his other teammates were asked about it as well. And they were all very supportive of the player. But you have to learn, and you cannot make these mistakes again off the field. And you also need to be better on the field. You know, it's an easier thing to have to deal with if you are not producing on the field. You got to be really freaking good for teams to put up with headaches off the field. And Keon Coleman has not been really freaking good this year. He's been incredibly inconsistent and has been much of what we saw last year. So I wonder, like, with a short week coming up on Thursday with this game coming up against the Houston Texans, I wonder if Coleman is inactive again. It feels like if you just put up 44 points, why would you try and screw with the chemistry and, you know, the building blocks and the foundation that you laid and try and fit Coleman back into the picture? I think that they're going to roll with the same wide receivers and see what they have, and then they go from there. But like, this is a really interesting fork in the road for Keon Coleman. You need to come back from this, and you need to produce, and you need to make plays. Because if you don't, I think that this team is cutting bait and probably just, you know, swallowing their pride. And that's going to be, you know, really, really, for Brandon Bean, You talked about the wide receiver position. You talked about your belief in Keon Coleman. There was all of the training camp buzz about Keon Coleman, and it has just not translated to anything. It's just like Scott says, just like hockey, let Keon sit in the press box and learn. Yeah, but it's also somebody that the year started so well. He had a promising training camp. He made several big plays against the Ravens that helped get them back into the game and ultimately win the game. I still do think there's talent there. I just don't know if the Bills are willing to be patient or willing to deal with these growing pains. They need people who can produce right. They're in a Super Bowl, and you can't deal with this while you're trying to do that, because there are other guys who can come in and can be effective, like Gabe Davis and like Tyrell Shavers, who both today kind of played the Keon role, but were more consistent in doing it. So I don't think he plays Thursday because it's a short week and because of everything that happened. Maybe they're like, okay, let's see how you respond. And they, you know, throw him a bone, but we don't know. And yeah, I mean, Todd says he definitely won't be active Thursday. The extra time this coming week is going to be big for Coleman. Yeah, you could. I think that that's what they should do. I think that you just run it back. You just scored 44 points. It was the Ravens game to start the year was probably the most impressive offensive day. This might be second, but I think that you run it back against a really good Houston defense. You try and get a win, and then you give yourself that mini bye and something to build on. But the Keon thing is absolutely, unequivocally, the big national story that people are going to be talking about, because he is a name and he's a personality and he's somebody the Bills invested very, very highly in. And up to this point, it has not worked out. It just hasn't. There have been flashes, but those have been far too inconsistent. So with the wide receiver position today, you know, I've really liked what Tyrell Shavers did. He was awesome. I think he deserves a ton of credit. Besides Josh Allen, probably the player of the game. I think Gabe Davis was great in the role that they asked him to do, and that's a really, really good sign. Let me actually go to the box score here and just see. Yeah, James Cook and Ty Johnson were actually the second and third leading receivers in this game just because the big plays they had. James Cook finished with 66 receiving yards on three catches, three targets, three catches, 66 receiving yards and a touchdown. Ty Johnson, two catches, two targets, 61 yards and a touchdown, with that 52-yarder being the big one. After that, I mean, Dawson Knox had one catch. Curtis Samuel had two. Josh Palmer had two. Khalil Shakir had one. You know, Shakir not a big part of the offense today, which was a little bit surprising. He also was kind of banged up during the week, so maybe that was planned, I guess. We shall see.
This is an Etsy holiday ad, but you won't hear any sleigh bells or classic carols. Instead, you'll hear something original. The sound of an Etsy holiday, which sounds like this. Now that's special. Want to hear it again? Get original and affordable gifts from small shops on Etsy. For gifts that say, I get you, shop Etsy. Tap the banner to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.